Cove. Authorities then received a call Sunday from Kenwood Cove from an employee who said a man matching that description was at the aquatic park. The suspect, Darius Thomas, was arrested after officers found methamphetamine in his bag. Thomas also had an outstanding warrant. Drivers in Kansas now have even more reasons to buckle up. The new fine for driving as of July 1st has tripled from $10 to $30. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
This weekend, every drop of paint at the Home Depot has even better coverage. Thanks to red, white, and blue savings of $10 off 1 gallon cans and $40 off 5 gallon buckets. That means more paint for less money, so you can cover more walls, more rooms, and more of your budget than ever before. So, how's that for great coverage? Unbelievable quality, unbeatable prices. Red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through July 5th.
Kansas collected $72 million more in taxes than anticipated in June, ending its budget year with a dose of good news, just ahead of an income tax increase meant to keep the state operating in the black. The Department of Revenue reported the state took in $609 million in taxes last month, 13.5% more than the official projection of $537 million. A Topeka man who has been charged with killing his estranged wife earlier this month was arrested on Friday. Bond has been set at $1 million for 38-year-old Pedro Enriquez. He's charged with first-degree murder, aggravated kidnapping, and aggravated battery. Enriquez is accused of abducting 33-year-old Viviana Vasquez on June 7th from a Topeka home where their 10-year-old son said he saw his father drag her outside by her hair. Viviana Vasquez's body was found the next day. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. More state troopers will be on Nebraska roads over the 4th of July holiday, thanks to nearly a $16,000 state grant. Troopers and communication specialists will put in overtime hours on the state roadways in an effort to reduce accidents. Patrol officials say the Independence Day holiday brings a lot of travelers over Nebraska roads. Drivers can help the safety effort by complying with traffic safety laws, such as speed limits and seatbelt laws. A monthly survey of business leaders suggests the economy will pick up over the next few months in 9 Midwest and Plains states because manufacturing remains strong. The overall economic index for the region has increased to 62.3 in June from May's solid 55.5. Any score above 50 suggests growth. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Marysville Chamber of Commerce is hosting an old-fashioned 4th on Tuesday, July 4th, beginning with a walk, run, and ride at the Blue River Rail Trail at 9 a.m., featuring a mile-and-a-half walk, run, 5K walk, run, or ride, or fun family bike ride up to 23 miles. Children under 12 free with a paid adult admission. On-site registration begins at 8 a.m. The historic Union Pacific Depot Preservation Group will host a road rally at 11 a.m. Start and finish at the historic Union Pacific Depot. Follow the clues on a tour of the countryside while answering questions along the way. Free swimming at the Marysville Aquatic Center on the 4th from 1 until close. Black Squirrels on Parade interpretive site unveiling. 7 till 8 p.m. at the Marysville City Park with treats, kids' activities, and more. An ice cream social begins at 7:30 at the Lakeview Sports Complex, and fireworks begin at 9:45. It's an old-fashioned 4th on Tuesday. For information, contact the Marysville Chamber of Commerce. The annual duck race in Blue Rapids at Riverside Park is planned Tuesday evening at 7:15, followed by a human tractor pull. Firemen will host a barbecue at the 4-H building in the fairgrounds, 5 until 7 p.m., and fireworks are planned in Blue Rapids at dusk. A July 4th parade will be held Tuesday at 11 in Centralia, along with other activities throughout the day, and fireworks at dusk at Centralia Lake. The parade theme, There's No Place Like Home. Frank and Linda Engelken will be recognized as parade marshals, recognizing their volunteer contributions to the community. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Several AmeriCorps volunteers were guests on our public affairs program this past weekend and talked about their recent experience. The volunteers were in Marysville for a week and a half, assisting with renovation efforts at the food pantry. The Helping Hands Food Pantry had applied for a grant, assisted by harvesters, and the volunteers did painting and other renovation work.
Yeah, so AmeriCorps, National Civilian Community Corps, or as we call it, AmeriCorps NCCC, we are a service organization within the United States. We travel around the country in groups of 10 to 4 members for 10 months doing service projects. And we're based out of the Denver, Colorado region. There are 5 regions throughout the U.S. And our states that we serve include states such as Colorado, obviously, from Arizona to New Mexico, Texas. Then we go all the way up to Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, and I believe that covers the 8-state region there. And we're comprised of members who are 18 to 24 years old. So we do those 10 months of service, and upon those 10 months of completion of 1,700 hours of community service, we'll receive an education award, which we can use to either further our education or pay off college loans.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we do have a low pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. The good news is we're just going to see a slight chance as we head throughout the rest of the day. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see quiet weather by the middle of the week. Definitely going to see warmer on Thursday up into the mid-90s. So looking at the forecast, as we head throughout the rest of this Monday, we cannot rule out some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll see temperatures in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 89. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low near 67. As into Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 95. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures at 70. For Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 89. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low near 64. And that's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The The average high temperature early July, 88. The average low, 67. Sunset this evening, 8:50. Sunrise in the morning, 6:02.
A major seed crashes out on the first day at Wimbledon. Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Clark reporting on sports. Heading into the second day at Wimbledon, and one big name is already going home. That's fifth seed Stan Wawrinka. He lost to Daniil Medvedev in four sets. ABC's Tom Rivers has more from the opening day at the All England Club.
Defending champ Andy Murray fought off a nagging hip injury to beat Alexander Bublik in straight sets. Also back on the hallowed turf, Rafa Nadal advancing to the second round. On the women's side, two-time Wimbledon champ Petra Kvitova won her opening match here, as did five-time winner Venus Williams. She was playing for the first time since she was involved in a car crash in Florida in which an elderly man died. Tom Rivers, ABC Sports, Wimbledon.
On the diamond, the Nationals squeaked past the Mets with a walk-off.
Here's the pitch. Rayburn swings. Looper into shallow left. Coming hard, Cespedes into a slide. And he didn't make the catch. He trapped it. Scoring from third is Wieters. And a curly W's in the books.
On WJFK, Washington wins it 3-2. Just hours before Philadelphia's game, Philly shortstop Freddie Galvis welcomed his second daughter into the world, then did this with his first at-bat.
Blasting one deep right field, and forget about it. A two-run home run for child number two.
On WIP, the Phillies shut out the Pirates 4-0. Kansas City third baseman Mike Moustak is continuing his big season.
And he blasts this one high and deep, and that's a way back and way gone.
On KCSP, the Royals beat the Mariners 3-1. It was announced Monday Moustakas will be going to the Home Run Derby. Who will he be facing next week in Miami? Well, reigning champion Giancarlo Stanton's in the mix in his home ballpark. He'll be facing rookies Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees and Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers. Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez also involved. So was Justin Bour, Stanton's Marlins teammate. Rockies outfielder Charlie Blackman and the Twins' Miguel Sano also participating. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
Take a walk or drive to see Marysville's newest subdivision. Hartley Ridge is located between North 8th Street and Jayhawk Road, close to the Blue River Trail. Residents will enjoy a scenic country setting with city amenities. Call Jeff at Inline Construction, 562-5525, to ask about the spec home under construction or to purchase one of our 13 lots available where you can build the house of your dreams. Hartley Ridge Subdivision, welcome home.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The June Creighton University Mid-America Business Condition Index, a leading economic indicator for a nine-state region from Arkansas to North Dakota, jumped to its highest level in more than 6 years, according to the latest monthly survey results. The Business Condition Index, which ranges between 0 and 100, soared to a 62.3 from May's solid 55.5. This is the seventh straight month the index has remained above growth neutral, pointing to a strong growth for the region over the next 3 to 6 months. The index, which 0 to 50 is at slow to no growth, and 50 and above means growth for a extended period. Dr. Ernie Goss, director of Creighton University's Economic Forecasting Group, said the overall index over the last several months indicates a healthy regional manufacturing economy. It also points to a healthy growth in both manufacturing and non-manufacturing into the fourth quarter of the year. Farm groups and ag organizations spoke their mind during hearings before the International Trade Commission of the upcoming North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations, while they all had different messages. The overriding theme was a simple one: don't harm ag exports. Each speaker pushed for benefits favorable to their groups while trying to hold on to or increase benefits from the original agreement. Several different commodity groups expressed general support for the agreement, saying it promoted jobs, growth, and productivity in America. Don Shawcroft, president of the Colorado Farm Bureau, said NAFTA has facilitated a very significant increase of trade for U.S. ag products to Canada and Mexico, more than quadrupling the $8.9 billion in 1993 to $38.1 billion in 2016. Don Ag Group spoke also before the committee. Automakers showed up to express support for the current NAFTA rules of origin, and the trucking industry pushed to prevent Mexican truck drivers from driving in the U.S. With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Add a burst of color to your home with Valspar paint from Hometown Lumber and Hardware. They have a range of colors to choose from, and with your purchase of Pristine and Medallion paint, you can get a $10 rebate per gallon or $40 per 5-gallon containers of Valspar. This spirited holiday offer is good June 25th through July 9th. Splash on the color and then stand back in awe of the long-lasting, beautiful results. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville for Valspar paint and rebates.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Valley Vet Supply in Marysville wants to help you make money. That's right. To add weaning weight to calves, it starts with treating mama calf for horn fly control. Doing nothing can lead to a 12% loss in daily weight gain. Horn flies build resistance, so switch up insecticides during fly season. One easy way is with the simple aim and shoot butt gun. Now with two insecticides for in-season rotation, you can deliver that 1-2 punch to those horn flies. With 95% knockdown and 4-week control, the vet gun makes treating your cattle just plain and simple. Valley Vet Supply, just off Pony Express Highway in Marysville.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants to make sure you're experiencing the best internet possible. First, take note of the wireless devices in your home. Don't forget to count smartphones, Netflix, and gaming devices that connect to the internet. Remember, the more devices you have, the higher your speed needs to be. Next, make sure your router is properly placed in your home. Sometimes Wi-Fi signals can have difficulty traveling through thick plaster walls or concrete basements. If you have more questions about bettering your internet experience, give us a call or visit our website at bluevalley.net.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
There's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to
affect. Ag News, harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network. Brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters and Midwest Ford Dealers. Well, wheat harvest is still ongoing in western Kansas. Most of central and south central Kansas have completed their wheat harvest. Chad Marston is the agricultural extension agent for McPherson County. He says their harvest is done.
That is correct. We started the weekend right at June 12th, a little earlier than normal, and we got along really good. We had some great weather this year in our county to get some long days in of harvesting. And our harvesting went really well this year.
Marston says even though there were problems in other parts of the state, the McPherson County wheat crop was very, very successful.
We had some outstanding yields and some outstanding test weights this year. Our protein percentage was down a little bit, probably on the average of a half to a whole percent down on our protein. Our yields were up, like I said. And then our test weights, we had some producers that brought in some 65 test weight on their wheat. We had a lot of 64s and 63s. Most people were over that 60 range, and that helped out the yields with that high test weight.
And as far as those yields are concerned?
I do not know the average of our county. I know we had some test plots that we cut in the Mound Ridge, Inman, and Marquette area of our county. And we had some highs that were ranging up in the 90s, 80s, 70s, a lot of 60s and 50s, I think, throughout the county, I think, as a whole. So I think our county was very well represented with a good above-average wheat crop this year.
Marston tells Kansas State's Agriculture Today they had 21 different varieties that they were looking at in their test plots, and they have yet to aggregate all that information. Ag News, harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Just announced. During the Ford Summer Sales event, get a Ford F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on the award-winning built Ford Top F-150. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know is agriculture. And where would we be without animal agriculture? That's a question that was asked in the state of Indiana. Some of the answers after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Sure, it sounds like kind of a ridiculous question here in Farming America, but where would we be without animal agriculture? Well, the Indiana Soybean Alliance decided to do a survey about that in that state, and the results are pretty impressive, not only from just the jobs in the industry, but also the kind of a ripple effect, the amount of money spent in retail stores, the amount of money dropped in collection plates at churches, the amount of tax money that is spent to support schools and build roads and that type of thing. Angie Steinbarger is on the board of directors of the Indiana Soybean Alliance, and she knows that impact firsthand.
I actually live in a very small community. Our school system doesn't really have a town. And if you take out animal agriculture and agriculture in general, there just wouldn't be anything to support the local school.
Another example of how important animal agriculture is to the soybean industry in the state of Indiana is that 95% of the Indiana soybean crop stays in the state. It's consumed there.
I feel very fortunate. In the area where we live, there's a lot of poultry production, and there's a soybean processing plant very close to where I live that generates the meal for those particular birds, and that's very helpful, as well as Bungie's not too far away, and there's several hog operations close to us where they'll be using that soybean meal as well.
Angie Steinbarger of the Indiana Soybean Alliance says another issue of importance to soybean growers is the expansion of or construction of new facilities for animal agriculture, which are often opposed by local communities.
That is true. I'm sure that, you know, there is opposition at times, but I think this study really shows the impact of that animal agriculture. It helps the public in general in their economy to have animal agriculture close to us. And you know, it's not only helping farmers because it's using the products that we produce, but it also generates dollars for those communities, so additional people have jobs, incomes, and are able to stay in that community.
That's Angie Steinbarger of the Indiana Soybean Alliance talking about a survey of how important animal agriculture is in the state of Indiana, and I bet it's important in your state, too. Back after this.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business, and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network Sports. Ian Kennedy allowed one run pitching into the seventh inning. Mike Moustakas and Alex Gordon both hit solo home runs, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Seattle Mariners 3-1 last night. Kennedy, 3-6, won his third straight decision with one of the best performances of the season. The lone run scored on a wild pitch as Kansas City handed Seattle its fifth straight loss at home. Moustakas led off the second inning with his 23rd home run of the season, and he gave the Royals a 2-0 lead against the Seattle starter Andrew Moore. Gordon's home run came with two outs in the fifth, a pitch he broke his bat on, but he was still able to get it over the wall right just beyond the leap of Mitch Haniger. It was Gordon's fifth homer and second in the past three games. That's your sports report. I'm Stephanie Austin.
K-State football single game tickets are on sale now at kstatesports.com. Hall of Fame coach Bill Snyder and the Wildcats host seven games this fall in America's number one college town, including matchups with Oklahoma, TCU, and West Virginia. Tickets to the home opener on September 2nd start at less than $25 with a Wildcat four-pack. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seat today. K-State football, seven straight bowl games and 33 straight sellouts. This is who we are.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. There's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop, or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
The Phoenix Suns have signed top draft pick Josh Jackson to a four-year deal that includes 2 1-year team options. A standout at Kansas, Jackson was selected with the fourth overall pick of last month's draft. The 6'8 forward averaged 16.3 points on 51% shooting, 7.4 rebounds, and 3.0 assists in his lone season in Lawrence. He will make his professional debut with the Suns' NBA Summer League team in Las Vegas. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Miami Marlins 14-6 last night. The Chicago White Sox beat the slumping Oakland Athletics 7-2. In Major League Baseball, it was a 3-2 victory for the Washington Nationals over the New York Mets. The Yankees beat the skidding Toronto Blue Jays 6-3. The Minnesota Twins beat Los Angeles Angels 9-5. The Colorado Rockies beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-3. And the Boston Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers 7-5 for